Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Kasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Guest today, Ben Weiss. Ben, it's great to have you on, man. Appreciate you hopping on. First of all, just tell us where you're calling in from, first of all, and what you do for a living with NextGens. I know you have a podcast and some other things going on, but yeah, let's start with NextGens.
Yeah, so just calling in from Boca Raton, Florida. You know, an incredible place to be. Warm, sunny, great beaches over here, and we got a good environment too for building businesses. So, you know, with NextGens specifically, the focus there, Matt, has been on trying to create a digital and physical product and make it mainstream. Right. There's really a new age, a new generation right now, Gen Z, that is really into video games. And the gaming market right now is the biggest entertainment industry globally. It's bigger than music and movies combined. And, you know, we want to target that industry itself and also advance the ability for personal expression there while also catering towards the traditional consumer product market. And so that was how the idea was born, was like, can we create a physical sneaker that also comes with a digital version as well, and to target those two worlds?
That's awesome. So tell me a little bit more about your background. I mean, what got you interested in this space and, you know, leading to this like revelation of, you know, we want to make this crossroads between, you know, an entertainment industry and a physical product as well?
Yes, it's a good question. So I graduated college. I went to Yeshiva University, YU, in New York. I got a business strategy and entrepreneurship degree from there. And I always wanted to be an entrepreneur since I was young. You know, was definitely interested in, you know, what Steve Jobs has done, what Elon Musk has done, other individuals too. And so always wanted to be in the tech and kind of consumer product space for quite some time. Once college ended, it was, you know, kind of, you got to make something happen, right? If you want to be an entrepreneur, it's time to build a business. It's time to make it happen. So I went to a birthday party of an individual by the name of Moishe Mana. And Moishe Mana, for those that don't know, he became a billionaire, a real estate billionaire in Miami. He helped build up Wynwood, you know, the Wynwood walls. He spent about $2 million a year painting all these walls, making it to this art area. So he really built up a lot of real estate there. And he threw a birthday party for, you know, for himself, and he kind of brought the whole community to it. And so someone told me, hey, you know, Ben, come over to this party. You'll have a great time there. You'll probably meet some interesting people. So I was like, all right, you know, sure, might as well. So I got this Eventbrite ticket, headed over to the party. It wasn't in any of the VIP sections at the time because I didn't have the relationship with him. And basically somebody, you know, make a long story short, somebody got me into the VIP section there, the last one, right before I was literally about to leave. And, you know, and then they got me into this one. And happened to meet somebody there who's really well connected in hip hop in the space. And, you know, through that opportunity, we wound up getting to Dirk. And Dirk was the person I thought had the most amount of, you know, make the most amount of sense for an opportunity like this because of the reach he had at the time. You know, he didn't have anything in the space whatsoever. He was really, you know, very fashionable individual, great fashion sense, and was known for his, you know, his dress and his ability to really have unique outfits. And so we got a meeting with him. You know, took some time to get the meeting. I put probably 15 hours into a pitch deck, you know, make it as best as possible to get a shot at doing this. You got to really nail your pitch deck. You know, he said, thanks, you know, appreciated the call. His management asked us a bunch of different questions, and we got a contract with them, you know, about a month or so after. Yeah, I mean, it was just a process to kind of get that done. There were some other great opportunities along the way, but it was a, you know, great learning experience in terms of how to be able to maneuver, how to understand negotiations, how to understand partnerships, and who to partner with and people to work with and things like that. So that's kind of how it came together, Matt.
That's awesome, man. I love that story. And I mean, talk to me a little bit about this, you know, in partnering with somebody who obviously has, you know, so much, you know, public influence like this, what's it like partnering with somebody like that? And, you know, how do you go about having conversations about, you know, the product development and the scope of the idea and all those kinds of things as you move forward with a partner like that?
Yeah. So, you know, when you're working with somebody like Dirk, for example, you know, he's got a busy schedule. He's got certain things that he's doing. So, you know, definitely earlier on in the development of the project, it was much more of just kind of get it to the, you know, be streamlining your communication, only have certain things ready, you know, and only bring it to him once everything is fully ready for him to be able to look at and to have his approach on. But from the creative standpoint, you know, he really took the reins on a lot of the creative initially, selecting the right kind of design framework that he wanted to go in terms of the base of the shoe, being behind some of the creativity of the colorways of that. And so that was really something that I think he was more passionate about. And so it made a lot of sense for him to be involved. So you have to kind of figure out the areas that make most sense for an individual or brand you partner with to be involved in. And then you kind of handle the rest. I think every single, you know, it's a case by case basis. It's like, you're going to figure it out because every single person's different. Every brand you work with is different. And so I don't know. I think you also just have to be able to be strategic in terms of adding value. So, for example, it happened to be that the Nelk Boys, who have the Full Send podcast, which was a pretty new podcast at the time, Steve Will Do It from the Nelk Boys lived in Miami. And so we were thinking of doing Impulsive or Full Send. And I happened to, you know, call up one of my friends, Casey, and he said, he's like, you know, I was telling the opportunity. He's like, you know, I happen to know some of the guys, you know, behind the scenes. I know this one manager from Nelk. I actually just met him a couple of days ago and it's interesting that you kind of mentioned this opportunity. I just really, you know, recently met him. And so we kind of threw him, we put this whole opportunity together because Full Send was pretty early on. Having Dirk on Full Send would be something that would excite them, you know, as well as it can be a great opportunity for him to, you know, promote what he's built, what he's doing, his music, and also what we're building together, the shoe brand, right? And so we pitched it to them. Everyone, we got it connected. And we had this opportunity. We were on a yacht, you know, in Miami and, you know, shot this podcast. And that podcast has now, I think, almost 4 billion views. I got an opportunity to be on the podcast, which is definitely fortunate to, you know, to have that. And that, you know, that was a great way to really express what we were doing as a brand. But it also made sense for him, right? He got to talk about his music. His album was number one at the time. I think he had 17 songs out of the top like 20 on an Apple Music because it just came out and it was really hot. And so the value add was very strategic for him. It was very strategic for us as well. So I think you always have to determine how to add value correctly to people. And then, you know, that reciprocation there makes sense for any type of activation you want to do within a partnership.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that story. That's so cool. Obviously, you know the Nelk Boys for sure. That's super cool. So, and then I'm curious, just like think about the product and, you know, obviously once it launched, I see it's, seems like it did well. It looks like it's sold out on the website, looking to revamp. You said, no, it says shipping coming soon on the website. Talk to me a little bit about, you know, the initial like launch of the product and, or are you still pre-launch with the product? I wasn't 100% clear, just checking out the website.
Yeah. So it's still in the launch phases. So we've done an early access kind of launch with a unique custom red bottom that says 7220 on the bottom, the address, I think, of his grandmother and of the last album. And so we did like an exclusive edition of that. You know, those are now done. And then we're going to be fully rolling it out, you know, much more later on too, with a more, a still limited run, but you know, in the thousands of pairs is the plan. So right now we're working on the production of bringing the initial order out, which the shoes are looking really nice, and working to bring that out to everybody and kind of just, you know, get that all fulfilled. So it's a process, you know, it's a startup company. It takes time, these things. But, you know, we're definitely fortunate to have great people that have been supporters of us and have really, you know, believed in the mission that we have here. And we're now working to fully bring it out. Yeah.
That's awesome. So, and with thinking about something like this, obviously, you know, doing it at scale, I can imagine, you know, with somebody like Lil Durk with his name attached to it, I feel like this is something you could sell out before you even get the shoes out for production, right? So, how do you kind of grapple with that? I mean, something that you know is going to either sell out immediately at the launch, or are you taking pre-orders for this? Like, what's your general strategy for the fulfillment side of that?
Yeah. So, I think that the way that we look at it is like, you know, we did this early access sale. For him, it's really only intended to be very limited as a product. And so I think we're looking at no more than like around 10,000 or so units for this specific shoe. And then that's it. It's a luxury product. It's a higher end price point product. It's, you know, a $500 shoe. It's made in Portugal. There's higher end leathers. It's partially handmade. And so there's a lot of different aspects into like what the rollout strategy for it, because it's not necessarily just like a mass market product. So, you know, with him and with the influence, like you mentioned, you know, he could really do substantial numbers, sell it all out. And so it's really just about the right positioning. You know, how do you position something like this to have success where it caters to the sneaker audience, it caters towards his existing fan base, something that comes off as really authentic, that shows that he cares, because there's been, you know, a couple of years of work put into this project. The goal is to really bring it out in that kind of way that conveys the, you know, the organic nature behind it. And he has to really love it. You know, if he doesn't love it, then what's the point, right? So, you know, that's still, you know, in progress. And there's a process to that. But our plan has been really nail the designs, get the designs to be as best as possible. So it's something that's really great to look at as well as to wear, and also really make sure that we nail the prototype and, you know, the shoes themselves, the production of that. And so we're really focused on the production now and making sure that that's done well. And, you know, once it's fully brought out, we're pretty confident it will entirely sell out.
Yeah, that's amazing. And obviously with something like this, you know, you probably don't need to take to something like, you know, doing paid advertising to get the name out there for the stuff with the following that, you know, obviously Dirk has, and, you know, through other channels, you can have like, you know, people who know him, other people you meet, whether it's like Nelk Boys or whoever it is, just kind of like, you'll get the word out there about it, you know, through their organic channels, the socials and things like that. So is that kind of generally what you're thinking as far as like when the rollout goes? Is just going to be, you know, like people in the community posting things like that?
Yeah. I mean, I think that the part of the reason we wanted to do this partnership initially and create this company together was, you know, we had the ability to really finance and develop a whole new shoe from scratch, pretty much from scratch for him. And that's something that's, you know, that's appealing, and it's not really done by that many individuals, only a handful of individuals. And so, he has the influence to really sell it out. So though that was kind of the mutual value that was there initially, and part of the reason I wanted to bring him on and to do this partnership. Yeah, I think that we view it like that, like just building along those avenues. I'm sure there's other people that will come into play. Like for our initial early access sale, we had Bob Menery, who's now back on Full Send, help us out and, talk about it. And I think Bob just generally enjoys and likes what we're building, which is something that's nice to have. He talks about it very openly, positive. Which is great. And there was a bunch of other individuals too that have been helpful. Waka Flocka, for example, who's a partner in what we're building. He's helped promote and talk about it and bring some traffic to it. And so definitely we're appreciative of all different individuals that have been helpful in that nature. And Dirk's got some great relationships that have come to play in that.
Hey, y'all. It's Dan Melnick, the CEO of Zing. And I wanted to share a special offer for all of our listeners. Right now, if you need software development services, we'll give you 2 weeks of a free trial. Do you need to update your website? Do you want to build a mobile app? Do you want to update something that you've been working on for a long time? We've worked in a high-level technologies like AI, machine learning, blockchain. So shoot me a text, 817-874-2208. Thank you.
Yeah, that's awesome. So obviously I'm working with Dirk. I mean, it's already been a success with this. I know you did an initial exclusive limited launch and looking to do the 10,000 after that, which I'm sure will sell out in no time. So what's kind of next for this brand, do you think? I mean, you looking to move into other areas? You looking to expand in the sneaker line? Like, if you want to speak to that, if not, I totally understand. But what's the kind of the grander idea with moving forward with this brand after this launch?
Yeah, so I think that the idea initially that I had was, we want to be able to build something that can scale for him and be able to capitalize on other avenues and also be a creative outlet for him in different avenues that he hasn't. So whether that's different types of apparel, footwear, maybe there's also collaboration opportunities within the network that he has with individuals that are similar, have similar influence or similar liking to him. So there's, could be opportunities in that avenue. I mean, it's a brand that's right now is his brand. It's what he, it's his creation initially to kickstart it, but the ethos of it is digital and physical, really a Web3 focus, with that. And so that's kind of been the avenue currently. And I think that, the goal is just focus on step one, nail step one, and you figure out whatever's next after.
That's fair enough. It's a healthy perspective to take on it for sure. And if anybody listening might be, getting 2 feet into an entrepreneurial project for the first time, I think it's a great piece of advice. It's just, take one thing at a time, think big, but act, in the present and, act small in that way, even though you have a plan for the future. I can't forget about what you're doing in the present moment too. So I appreciate you sharing that perspective. Yeah. And then I know you do a podcast as well. So tell me a little bit about that. Was that something that was born out of, this experience and like growing your network through doing this project, or tell me a little bit more about the podcast? Yeah.
Yeah. So the podcast was really born, Matt, because I'm looking for content and there's a lot of great podcasts out there. I really want to see people when they're young, all the way to how they become successful or what they've done that's unique in their lives, all the different steps that they've taken and not that long of a time, not a couple hours, like 30 minutes, 45 minutes, really 30 minutes of time. And so, because these steps, they remain constant between many people's lives, and you can, they remain constant, in terms of the implementation of that, and you can go out there and implement these things. And if you just understand the steps as an individual, you can look around you and try to figure it out. And it gives you this blueprint. And some of these steps are not out there. When individuals achieve a certain amount of success, what happens is a lot of times the interviews and the things that the conversations they have are about that success in the moment, right? Like all success, it's not like necessarily, most people it's overnight. I mean, very rarely is there something that just entirely blows up pretty quickly, right? And so, those steps are something that needs to be evident to everybody. And there's so many different types of people that, want to give back and want to be able to share their journeys and really highlight these types of steps that they've taken. And so that's how the podcast was born. It's called Legends and Leaders. And the categories of individuals we like to, have people on that are considered legends or leaders in their respective fields and break down their journeys. And there's been a lot of people that have been fortunate to have great conversations with and have given back their time and their advice. And there's a lot of entrepreneurs that have been inspired by it. I think done over 3 million impressions now on so far. And the goal is just to get back. The blueprint needs to be out there. It needs to be accessible. And we want to create a lot of more people that want to be innovative and want to change the world and have a great impact on their fellow humans.
No, it's so true. And I appreciate that vision because, I kind of feel the same way with what we're trying to do with our podcast here as well, which is basically, all you see on social media these days, I mean, whether people are peddling it like this or not, I mean, everything just comes off as like, the overnight success, or, you learn about somebody only when they become extremely successful. That's why they're getting getting so many impressions in front of you when you're on your socials or whatever. You know, to hear those stories up to that point is so, so important, because as an entrepreneur, in my experience and what I hear from so many people that come on the podcast is, you know, one of the hardest things is just that, like, that mental grind of feeling like you're on an island and, you know, feeling like somebody is out there doing something better than you at exactly what you're doing all the time, which, like, yeah, that may be true, but, you know, just be able to hear from other people that, yes, I went through that too. Like, yes, I went through these pains. So yes, I made these stupid mistakes that I easily could have avoided, but it happens to everybody. No, I definitely applaud you for that. And again, it's definitely, I think that's definitely a shared vision between us. That's an amazing thing. I love that. Can you mention anybody that's been on the podcast of note recently?
Yeah, there's been a lot of great guests. Yeah, we just recently had Kevin O'Leary on from Shark Tank.
Oh, awesome. Yeah.
So Kevin, he has quite an interesting journey. You know, he's an individual that, you know, he had at a point he was going to get like $250,000 in to fund his business. And like this investor bails on him. So his mom gives him like $10,000, right? And he goes out there and creates this company, becomes a learning company in the end. And the company gets acquired by Mattel, I think, for $4.2 billion, over $4 billion. You know, and his mom, you know, he tells his mom, like, you've made like a small fortune. She tells him, like, I don't even want it. Like, I gave you the $10,000. Give my $10,000 back. You know, and he shared that story. And, you know, he's an individual that just, you know, has inspired millions and millions of people throughout the world, especially in America, to be entrepreneurial. And he really shares his journey, you know, how his passion for entrepreneurship began, what it took to actually begin his first company, you know, what he did after he exited his company, how he even got his company to scale. I mean, he used to package these CDs of learning information that you would put in your computer. He'd package them with printers. So he had to come up with a unique strategy to get the scale for what he was, you know, wanting to do. And he kind of breaks down these steps and it becomes more evident to emulate that, or to at least emulate it to some extent. So Kevin O'Leary was one. We just put out one with Rick Harrison from the popular show Pawn Stars. That one's already doing really great. Miss Universe, Aubrey Nola came on. One of the co-founders of Apple, Ronald Wayne. The lady who was the voice of Siri on the iPhone, Susan Bennett. The creator of Shazam, Chris Barton. So, you know, definitely a lot of interesting people. And like you mentioned, Matt, definitely a shared vision here with what you're building and you're creating of wanting to give back and wanting to, you know, to really share a great story so other people can learn, whether it's e-commerce businesses or just businesses in general.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's because as I mentioned before, I mean, it's just the most important thing, right? Like, especially now in this such digital age, I mean, so many people are just working by themselves off of their computer doing, you know, digital brands. And, you know, you already feel like you're on an island just being an entrepreneur, especially when you're just doing it all from home. You're not even necessarily around people to bounce ideas off of or, like, you know, hear different experiences all the time. So these digital mediums to be able to have those, like, might not be a conversation as just a listener, but you kind of emulating a conversation with somebody who, you know, an entrepreneur might want to really hear about a certain topic, you know, to be able to facilitate that is really, I think it obviously helps people. I mean, I know the podcast is kind of blowing up. I was checking it out. So no, that's super cool, man. I love everything that you're doing. I think it's super innovative. And, you know, with the podcast, it's very inspiring, obviously. So that's amazing. And let me ask you this, though. You know, if you can go back to, I know some of these ventures are, you know, a little bit younger. I mean, you're a younger person in and of yourself, right? But if you can go back to, you know, right after you graduated college, I mean, before you got like off on these ventures, whether it was with NextGens or with the podcast, you can go back and give yourself any piece of advice. What do you think that piece of advice would be?
Yeah, I think it would just be to try things. You really learn from trying. You can't be too uptight about, like, oh, it's got to be perfect. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to just jump in and try stuff. And the more you try things, the more you're going to figure out exactly where you want to go. You also have to be willing to take certain risks, calculated risks. And they got to be smart and really well thought through. And you have to determine what kind of life you want. You know, if you want to have an entrepreneurial life, there's a certain level of commitment you're going to have to give to that. There's also a certain excitement you can have from opportunities and things that arise. So you have to be very much aware of what kind of balance that you're going to be getting yourself into, and be willing to take risks, determine the smart and calculated risks that you want to be able to take, be sophisticated about your decision-making, know how to make decisions, don't be indecisive, and just kind of try things, you know, and try to figure out the right avenue. Because when you try and you're consistent, you got to have that consistency. You can really make progress. If you're really trying every single day of the week, you know, you're trying to make, you know, effort and advance yourself, eventually you're going to go somewhere. The question is, you know, how far you'll go or where you'll go, but you're going to go somewhere because you're not giving up. And so that persistence and that tenacity and the ability to execute consistently is so important. And you need to be able to have that type of mentality that you're going to go after exactly what you want. You're not going to give up. You're going to be consistent about it. And you're just going to keep going until you make it happen.
No, it's so true. It's such good advice, right? Most of the people that come on the podcast, when they eventually get to a business that's successful enough where it's been around long enough where they want to come on a podcast and talk about it, it's usually their, 10th, 11th, 12th thing, right? Or they had a career in, software for 20 years and they're just getting into maybe a CPG brand for the first time is another, common scenario that I have. And they're like, yeah, I thought I knew something about business. Yeah, I don't. I actually knew absolutely nothing. And I think going through those trials and tribulations, especially if, maybe you tried five or six venture projects that didn't necessarily work out, just to have those experiences and learn, different sides of things with the different challenges that come with each individual brand, even in the same industry. I mean, random things are just going to pop up. Just to go through those experiences, like you say, just try things. I think, that lends you to be able to have that success down the road when you do find something that has either product market fit or, maybe just catch a little bit of luck. And if something goes like maybe a little viral on your TikTok or something. No, it's so true. And one of the best pieces of advice I've ever heard from somebody who came on our podcast was that overcoming mistakes gives you answers to future problems. I thought that was quite profound. And it's so true. I mean, the more things that you over, I think it's really important to reflect on those things and not just get over it and forget about it because, it hurt and not wanting to have that happen again. I think being able to really healthily reflect on those things can really help you as you go forward too. So in line with that, I think it's really good advice for anybody listening. And yeah, that's awesome, man. And Ben, I just want to give you an opportunity as well. Just for anybody listening, maybe potentially to reach out to you to partner with you or maybe interested in checking out the website, place an order, wait for the shoes to drop, maybe want to cop a pair. Let everybody know the best way to stay in touch with you and to stay in touch with the brand or how to find your podcast as well.
Yeah. So the brand is called Next Gen's podcast is called Legends and Leaders, Legends, letter N, and then Leaders. And then, yeah, I mean, if you want to stay in touch with me, reach out on LinkedIn. Just my name, Ben Weiss. Cool. Weiss is Weiss. And yeah, I mean, definitely, thanks for having me on, Matt. Love what you're doing and appreciate you giving me the opportunity to be here.
Yeah. Likewise. Wish you the best of luck, man. Continued success. I love everything you're doing. And just keep going, brother.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ben. Thanks, everybody.